A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
You know that these guys, you love them. They're the sexiest, most unique podcast. Please give it up for Laura and Carrie.
Is this thing on?
Guys,
wow. Minneapolis, what a town.
Minneapolis, a city.
Quite Laura a and city. I are fighting right now, so we're keeping a lot of space between us.
Tension's been growing and growing, and this is how it's all panning out.
It's all panned out this way. No, it's really because we just don't want our silhouettes in the screen.
Yeah, I want you to see our beautiful faces.
Exactly. Guys, you're all so beautiful.
Look at you. Oh, I see a she's starting in the audience.
Yeah.
I love that.
Who's starting tonight?
I love
you. You are. You know what I've noticed that I really respect? Today when we were at the Mall of America. Woo! Every guy in Minneapolis wears shorts. And I also wear shorts, and I was shamed almost out of L.A. when I first came and was wearing shorts everywhere, so I feel very seen here.
It's a Midwestern thing. It's a shorts and flip-flops kind of space.
Love.
And I didn't know how much I needed, like, a real mall moment, and that, sir, I was healed. Old childhood traumas melted away as I crossed the Croc store. I got a Cinnabon.
It was EMDR, basically. That's what we were doing. Laura and I got up bright-eyed and bushy-tailed this morning and headed on over to the Mall of America, where we promptly, without eating a thing, rode all the rides.
Got all jiggled around by the SpongeBob ride.
The two of us were probably one of five adults riding the rides, and we're screaming. I was screaming so loud, and these kids in middle school, like, when the ride would come towards me, I could just see them being like.
The, like, nuclear explosion ride with the hammer thing that swings back and forth, can't recommend it enough.
Yeah. Laura turned to me before we went on, she goes, this nuclear theme.
Go, this nuclear holocaust, I'm down. We decided that if global destruction happens, we're hightailing it to Minneapolis, and we're going to post up in the Mall of America.
Fucking Dawn of the Dead. Anyway, I know that all of you chose to be here tonight other than celebrating the Jubilee of the Queen. So thank you so much for putting aside the Queen's big day to be here with us at the Cedar Cultural Center.
It means the world. You have no idea. And when I found out, because every day I think, is the Jubilee today? And every day it's not a Jubilee.
No.
When I realized that this was the weekend of the Jubilee, I also realized why our shows in Denver and Detroit had to get canceled, because everyone was busy jubileeing.
Everyone was...
You go up against the fucking Royals.
Everyone was like, I can't go to your Denver or Detroit shows because I have a chicken roast to make tonight.
I have some scones to eat and a high tea.
I have some scones and cream
cucumber cakes. Sandwiches.
But really, we're so happy that you're all here. And we're so excited that we could come here before we go to Philly. And it's just like a great
stop. You guys have some good things going on.
Who just laughed? I just had a let us know moment. Stay true. Someone was like, shut the fuck up, Carrie, and get to being actually funny.
They've had quite enough.
Had enough of.
Guess who else is excited to be here? Okay, normally we come out to the song Feeling You by James Kennedy and Lala Kent, but I know. And
our sober queens.
Yeah, but we had to do something a little bit different today because we were inspired by the one and only.
Wait, watch her face. It distorts.
So spiritually, we're Renee in a snake print one piece dancing.
She's in her place of kitchen.
Yeah. She is the island now. Yeah, island gal. And just loving life.
She looks great.
I'm happy for her.
I do think that she and I have the same trash can.
She's a simple human girl at heart. Same.
But yeah, she really kind of inspires us right now. And I think she, all day I was sort of feeling this moment. So this was me at the mall today.
Yeah, this is how
I felt.
Can we play that again? The moment we walked into that mall, it all came together for me.
The moment I saw the SpongeBob plunge. This is what I felt. Clap your hands.
I like that it just cuts off, too.
Renee partied at Studio 53.
And Studio 55.
And Studio 55.
No, that was me when I walked into an Irie because I needed underwear. Because I don't know if you guys have been following my laundry saga, but the dryer is not fixed, so...
Yeah, you said, what did you call them? Your unmentionables?
Yeah, I had to pick up some unmentionables. I asked someone, I go, do you know where the Irie is? And she goes, Airy? And I was like, yes.
Irie.
Irie, okay.
Time capers.
I was in a Rasta kind of mood.
I felt truly time caper today at the mall when we decided to follow through with our hearts.
So a few things we've noticed about Minneapolis and us in Minneapolis is that we have been treated like the royalty we are here. I'm not even kidding.
We are having our jubilee here.
We networked. Yeah, we networked at the mall.
We did. We really did. We exchanged emails. People followed.
I invited several people to the show. None of them came.
I told our Uber driver to come.
Every person we interfaced. Yeah. We were like, if you want to come, we didn't even say, like, buy tickets. We literally said, we will put you on the list. And they said, I actually can't. So, sorry.
But no, we were fully, like, circling back and, like.
No, we were literally, I was like, someone must be on walkie-talkies being like, Lauren Carey, pass the buckle. They've headed right there, right next to Aldo. They're making their way north towards Nordstrom right now. Like, I was like, all eyes are on us, and we're killing it here.
We went to Therabody, and this really nice gay that was working there was like, gave me leg compressors that look like Julia Fox, like thigh-high boots. And like, he was talking about like maybe like a sponsorship thing. Like, we were fully like, oh my God, like, I don't want to leave Minneapolis ever.
Specifically the mall.
Yeah.
I was like, why aren't we performing at the Comedy Center at the Mall I of know. America?
Has anyone ever been to a
no
show
offense,
there?
But yeah, I mean, next time. Sorry, Cedar. I guess you probably shouldn't say that
yeah,
when
this
you're
is like
on
conflict of interest
at another place.
Yeah.
So.
Capitalism.
Okay. So we were just getting treated like
Lululemon.
Royals. What?
Lululemon.
Oh, yeah. Went to Lululemon, networked there. Yeah. I got a pair of shorts, got a bowl. We sat and lunched at the Lululemon Cafe. So exciting.
They had had a pride party there, so there was a literal DJ, like, bumping. And the woman at the food bar was like, are you wearing Santal? And I was like, yes. And she was like, okay, this faggot knows what's going on. And then And then we just started talking, and she was like, I really feel like a good energy with you, and I want to introduce you to like our head of influencership here. And like, and I was like, okay.
I came in, and Carrie goes, they're introducing us to the head of influencership. Things are happening here. And I said, yes.
And
I waited to receive them. And along comes a woman who just is like a top Lululemon influencer.
So cool. So beautiful.
Wasn't the head of anything except she did tell us that we could do a live podcast in Lululemon, which...
I didn't hear that.
They have a lot of things in this space. You could come back and do a live podcast. And I was like, tell me more. Say no more.
And then these like really handsome gays were with them. And they're like, oh, we'll follow you right now. And I was like, oh, my God.
And again, I was like, you can come tonight. Like, I will literally put all five of you on a guest list. And they were like,
No. They were like, no.
No. She was like, childcare, it's hard. And I was like, don't I know it, sister?
But you guys are here, and that's all that fucking matters.
Yeah, that's all that fucking matters. So when I went to research the Mall of America, because I just like to know what I'm getting into before I head into any locations.
You like a dossier.
I love to know the lay of the land. I looked up a map just to see what it was like and like where everything was located. And then I saw that they had an old-timey photos place. And I said, Carrie, we have to do this.
I've never done one. I know, the gasps.
You're not really gay, are you?
No. I'm coming out now as pretending. But, like, I've always seen, like, at Six Flags, and, you know, I've been like, maybe, but then I just sort of, like, don't.
You're better. You think you're better than an old-timey photo shoot.
But they proved me wrong.
You're not.
I'm not.
No one is, and they don't have them in California. I really don't know why, because I would be doing them all the time. So we went and took advantage of... the Victorian look.
We had kind of a theme... Sort of like, I was the closeted gay, and Lara was either my, like, best girl or, like, my wife.
Yeah, his beard.
His beard.
Ferociously bearding him.
And they were very, very, like, we don't want your feet seen. So they were, like, I had socks on, but I was, like, okay. And they, like, they were, like, we're going to move all this here. And I was, like, okay. And no feet.
There was a no feet policy because you weren't wearing time appropriate shoes and I was barefoot.
Yeah. Lara's hat.
Yeah, he goes, don't smile. They didn't smile back then. They stood very still for photos and they never smiled. And then I got. the ultimate prop. This and I really got to live out my fantasy of having a tiny gun. And this seems like the era to have a tiny gun.
Who are you, like, defending in this moment?
Just, yeah, defending Tony against a larger dog at the dog park.
Yeah.
Where if it grabs him too close to his neck, he goes full growl now. And I'm like, you're going to get eaten. You're a sausage.
This is powerful, Laura.
I know.
This. I wanted to queer the space a little. I did consider wearing a dress.
And I Laura, told you you should.
Laura was like a very supportive like mom. She was like, if you want to do that, you really should.
Because he was saying it, and I was like, you should. And then I went and got my dress, and they were like, we can put a hoop under. I was like, yes. And then I came out, and he was looking at, I'm not going to lie, you're giving a little bit of John C. Reilly in Chicago vibes.
Wow.
You're a little bit Mr. Cellophane. Mm-hmm. And I was sad, and I just quietly said to him, I go, if you want to wear a dress, you can wear
it. I know. It was...
And he said no.
No, I had gay panic.
And I said, give me that pistol.
Laura said, this is June.
It's Pride Month.
It's Pride Month. Oh, yeah, happy Pride.
Ooh, this wow. is Pride.
This is Pride.
This is us ready to slay, actually, homophobes.
Yeah.
They come within.
My parasol is actually a machete.
Yeah. Hey, freeze.
Freeze.
So,
anyway,
needless to say, we had the best day ever.
Yeah.
And then got to cap it off with being here with you guys.
Amazing.
So, it really is all happening for
us. It really
is.
Sheena. Sheena on the beat.
Sheena on the beat.
Sheena on the beat. Beat. Sheena on the beat.
She goes, it's Jubilee weekend. Ha.
I'm in London, UK. Ha.
I'm in London town.
Yeah. This is my co-host, Sienna Miller. She's our guest tonight, Sienna Miller. No.
No. Somebody goes, no.
No.
What do you have against Sienna?
Did you watch that show she was in?
No.
Okay.
I don't have time.
All right.
But.
I did.
You know what we do have time for? Was it good? Did you love it?
No.
Okay. You know what we do have time for?
What?
It's Beverly Hills and me.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Laura.
And you're listening to...
Sexy,
Unique podcast.
Beverly Hills Angels.
Midwives! No, I'm just kidding.
This is like a knighting. Exorcism. This is conversion therapy. Pulling the gay out of him.
I'm straight.
Keeps going. Oh, I have chills.
Me too. That was really... That was all improv, by the way.
Yeah.
You can tell I took a Zoom online improv class in a manic state of depression.
That's the only way.
I know.
It's good.
Simon was like, just sign up. And I literally went, okay. And I took a credit card and just literally went in.
I like that you went just for the immediate one. Did you do like the audition to
no.
get?
No, I was. It was over. It was hard.
You were going through it. It's okay.
I saw someone in my Zoom room in the class. It was silent for a minute, and he just turned to someone off screen and went, "Shut up." And I was like, "It was like we should not be seeing this." And then that same guy, someone pitched him my name, because you always have to have like a different name. And they were like, you're Carrie. And he goes, hey, I'm Carrie. What's up? And I was like... And I could tell that the teacher was kind of like,
The teacher was like, please don't.
I was like, okay.
It's improv. That's when I said, you better not say that again.
Never am I gay.
Don't ever do that. Don't ever do that again. And my mom texted me, have a great show. I think it's good. I think it's going well. What do you guys think?
Hope it's going well. What are you doing?
I'm like, hey, what are you up to? I'm like, 1 second, guys.
What's going on?
Okay, I didn't realize that Diana Jenkins is...
Kathy Hilton?
Yeah, the new Kathy Hilton, but also a full-blown cast member with her own tagline.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I thought she was like friend of, but she's fully in.
I have a theory.
What?
We'll get to it.
Okay. Her tagline is, the only thing better than having it all is having even more. If it's like, totally.
Yeah, I really relate.
Yeah, like, give it all to me and then more.
I want a full docuseries about her experiencing the Mall of America.
I don't know if she could handle it.
I know. She's like Julianne Moore in Safe. She's like, I can't go outside.
The dust.
Yeah.
Yeah, with all those little thingies flying around today, Diana Jenkins would have died. If she set foot in Minneapolis this afternoon.
Yeah.
You guys know those little things flying. What are they? Dandelions?
I asked the Uber driver on the way here. I was like, so what's all this stuff in the air?
I go, is it pollen? Okay.
Yeah, it was it was a simple answer, but I was like, I thought it was something like special.
Snow?
Is it snowing already?
Fake snow? I didn't know they piped in fake snow here in the summer.
Does snow in Pasadena.
But guess what? Right now we're in La Quinta. And it's 9:41 a.m.
You know shit's about to go down when there's a timestamp. This Kyle's dog is the dog in the thing, I've decided.
Oh my God, that's totally is. This guy. We loved to love him, and it was just sad to lose him. Mm. But he went out iconically.
He did.
Do any of you know really what we're talking about?
Okay. Who here knows the thing?
Okay, she's starting to see. Yeah, thank God. I knew I liked you. Wow.
Wow, well, that was a...
Not a thing, audience.
There you go.
I thought this was a Twilight slide at first.
Twilight? I was like,
Jacob.
Oh, yeah. He imprinted.
On the
Our guest tonight is Renesmee. The animatronic baby from Twilight.
Renesmee, who looked exactly like Sheena when she was born. Full hair and lips.
And Bucol fat remover.
And grown men just imprint.
Mm-hmm.
I can't help them. I just can't help myself. No, but this dog is so fearful.
He knows.
So timid.
They know what's up.
You know he knows what's lurking just around the corner. Is this.
That was truly us today.
This is us after getting off of the roller coasters.
I just remember seeing this as a kid in, like, parents' homes and being like, there is something not right about that.
It's the pointiness of the feet and the billowy nature of the pants. And it's a capri with a single polka dot that throws me and a pointy hat. And I do, like, you're like, surprise, surprise. I'm like, I do like his white shirt.
Yeah. His bold red lip.
And a thin brow.
This is like Bertucci's. This reminds me of like a family fight happening at Bertucci's or something. Carrabba's.
Buca de Beppo Venture.
Oh. Our hotel is across the street from a Fogo de Chao.
A Fogo de Chao. A housewife needs to design a fireplace at Fogo.
Did I tell you about my Buca de Beppo Venture?
Kyle's just making some breakfast. I love these eye things. I'm gonna get some.
I know. They really are like elegant.
Elegant.
How often, How often does Kyle make breakfast anymore? Once a week? Once a season. That's what I thought too. That was my...
An egg breakfast just seems pretty easy. Just protein for the girls.
After a long night of drying out their essences. Alcohol makes you dry and dehydrated.
It does.
Oh, come on, planes, everyone.
Planes make you dry and dehydrated, too. Do you know what? Okay, I have to tell you something really sick that was on the plane. Because I was actually shocked. Okay, so Carrie was starting when we canceled our shows. When we canceled Denver and Detroit, RIP to those. We've moved on. But then we, like, rebooked flights, and Carrie goes, I'm flying first class. I'm flying first class to Minneapolis. And then I said, well, I'm going to too. And I was like, $800 later, I went, I don't know what. His first class psychosis hit me. And then I was like, I must.
By the way, I like never fly first class. I'm a coach girl. But I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to get first class.
No, so we both ended up in first. And I sit down and I'm like, this better be... premium. This better be Mall of America level luxury, because all that I was thinking the entire time, which is a sign that you probably should not be flying first class, is the I was like $834, $834, $800. Where they're like, if I'm not the first person on the plane, if I'm not first in line before any women and children, and I don't want to stand for 1 second. I want to be in motion on and in motion off. And if that's not happening, I'm needing a refund.
Yeah.
And that wasn't happening. And we're standing. I sit down in my seat, and I look at the wall in front of me, and there is a dead cockroach that's been smashed on the wall, like a teeny little... It was either a cockroach or a bed bug. Neither is great. And I stared at that all through takeoff and just thought to myself, $834.
You know what?
I said, this is what you get.
Yeah, blame it on me.
This is what you get when you get... Yeah, it is. It's a business expense.
I Pied Pipered you into this, but you know what? I don't regret it, because I sat next to a nice straight man who lent me his phone charger.
Yeah.
And then I turned to him, and I was like, should I leave the window... I was trying to be like really courteous after that, so I was like, should I leave the window open?
Open.
I don't want... And he was like, oh, it's fine. Close it. Open it. No, do whatever you want. I was like, okay. Can I sit on your lap?
You want to share a blanket?
You want to fuck?
I was trying to just channel energy and give off the vibe that this is just me all the time, just sitting in first.
We were frauds and they knew it.
I know. And I was like, they came around, they were like, do you want any lunch? Like, we have a meatball, we have like salmon. And then my seatmate was like, no lunch. And I was like, damn it, he's a real firster. And then I was like, but I'm so hungry, I gotta have lunch. And then I was like, I was paying for this lunch. So I got salmon and then like weirdly ate it next
to
him.
Me too.
And then I knew, and then I was like still trying to play it cool. And Carrie comes up to me like in full earshot of everyone. And he goes, that lunch was really good. The salmon was so good. And I was like, damn it, Carrie.
That's like when my parents took me to D.C., my sister took me to D.C. when I was a kid, and we wandered through the Capitol before you could do that, or when you could do that. And the senator brought us into his office, and he was from New Jersey, and I think he wanted votes. So he was like, hello, young family from New Jersey, tell me. And he was like very distinguished senator in his 60s, and he's like, young man, what have you been doing? And I went, we're staying at the Embassy Suites, and they've got an indoor pool. And my parents were like, fuck you. And then he goes, and then he was trying to, it was before smoking was banned inside in New Jersey, and I went, my dad smokes. He smokes and smokes and smokes.
Tattletale.
Fucking narc. I was like, I'm Liesl and I don't need a governess. And also my dad smokes. And I love the Embassy Suites.
They have an indoor pool.
I love those elevators.
He smokes and smokes and smokes. Smokes. And then when he's done smoking, he smokes a little more. I love that.
That was you with me in the first class.
Yeah, I was like, can you please just can it until we're safely away from this area? I'm really trying to give off vibes right now.
Whatever, we didn't even get off first.
No, we were cut.
We were cut.
We were cut. I'm always waiting behind a woman with children. I was like, oh, you think you're better than me?
She was iconic. That's like she came barreling up from coach and was like, I have a child, and was like, I have a connecting flight. She just bulldozed through everyone. And we were like, all right.
She had two children.
Go off, queen.
I was like, you should have thought of this before you started flying. Yeah. Started doing air travel.
We kid.
No, we love it. Kyle, an iconic mom. Erica Jane. An iconic
that
mother.
That was you seeing the bug in the partition on the plane.
I was fully Carly. I was like, what do I do? I literally, a guy came in who also my seatmate was kind. I couldn't, I think he was straight. He was tall.
He was straight
yeah. And tall and wearing like Birkenstock mules. And I was just like, this could be like the one. I was like, what, like, how do I play it cool? And then I was like, looking at this bug and I was like, it's no longer cool. Like, I don't know what, I was like, I don't know what to say. Like, if I draw attention to this bug, he's going to think of me as like cockroach girl. And then, and like, I don't want to like ask. I heard the flight attendant say they didn't have wet wipes. And I was just like, I can't like draw attention to this bug. So I just chugged this club soda. And then like in one, just like a low key motion was like, and then like I was like, do you have a trash can? And like got rid of it and then shoveled salmon down my gullet next to him while watching, when I was like, you know what, fuck it, I'm just gonna watch When Harry Met Sally and this guy can fully judge me,
fuck him.
But you know what, then we had a moment where the plane landed and lurched like into its landing. You felt it. Mm-hmm. And the water bottle went flying off the partition and we both grabbed it at the same time and our hands touched and I was like, this is it.
Wow.
And then didn't say a goddamn word to him.
He was like, I'll never see you again.
Yeah, I was like, well, it's goodbye. I knew it was goodbye when I saw a cockroach and then when I got salmon and then when I fell asleep with my mouth open.
When I lurched for it, I went, buco de pepo. Fogo de cho.
That's what people should start saying when they're surprised. Is,
buco de pepo.
Buco de pepo.
She's in a state of buco de pepo. She's, Erica's blackout. She's not slept. She doesn't sleep anymore. She hears like the chains.
She just stands with her eyes open and like she's grown a third eyelid that just slides over, but her eyes remain open.
She hears like the Marley brothers like rapping at her door at night.
Mm-hmm. And they show her things.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle orders Bloody Marys and mimosas to the house, which I was like, okay, that's a baller move. Do you think she lives in like near a country club? Is that what she's?
Yeah,
saw?
It's okay, like a cool golf community.
Yeah.
When I noticed that when Kyle orders something, she's Kyle Umansky.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that too. Good, she's Kyle Umansky in just day to day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her stage name.
Always be Kyle Richards to me. Mm. Everyone's miffed about Crystal being upset. And I love any sort of moment where a woman has to go sit at a huge dining room table and call another woman and just convince her to come over to a big mansion just for 10 minutes to talk. I was like, this is exactly what I crave. Yes. On a day-to-day basis.
Garcelle.
I could watch any rich woman convince another rich woman to come to a house. Like, I wish that there was just a show called Rich Women Make Phone Calls Convincing Other Women to Just Come to a House.
Please, just 10 it's, minutes. Just
it's
10
60 minutes.
Minutes.
And it's a real will they or won't they.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes they agree, sometimes they say, no, I won't.
We're having brioche. Just come over.
Just talk to us
in
for
and out. It's just
10 minutes.
10 minutes, I swear.
Please, please.
Please, please, please.
EJ Global oddly has the best read on the Crystal situation.
Yeah.
I was like, what? Kind of wise Sutton. Sage. Yeah, she was like, that's when you know
she's
fully blackout.
What?
What I think is that
She was something. Feeling some certain kind of way, and she didn't know that you
she
wanted
didn't
that.
Know these things. Tell me your secrets.
I was like, she's a wizard.
So, yeah, Crystal's really upset still because she feels like she didn't get the same compassion that... Who got? Dorit.
Like,
which,
what is
very,
this?
Very different situations.
Hugely
but,
different.
Yeah.
I love they're all sitting outside and EJ goes, honey, what a year. She looks over. She goes, I hate that sofa.
I hate that sofa.
And she goes to all the ladies, I'd also like to thank you for accepting me as the wild animal that I was. It's like, you were a wild animal, weren't you?
This patio moment, I was like, EJ is fully divine. Like, she's a John Waters character at this point.
She's like Hare Krishna vibes, kind of.
Like, 70s white person being like, getting into like some kind of spiritual movement.
Mm-hmm.
I'm enlightened now.
There it is in the background.
Yeah, the Baron of pasta.
I love that clown.
That's what.
I hate that sova, but I love that clown.
I love it.
So EJ then, wait, also Rinna in this moment. The Grateful Dead, I was like, I didn't know that about you, my queen.
Yeah.
I've been.
I feel like written. Rinna.
Written.
Rinna.
Rinna. You've been Potsboronied. This is what happens.
Potsboroni.
Rinna kind of maybe started the bucket hat trend before Gen Z caught on.
Yeah, she was the ringleader of bucket hats.
She's like, Olivia Rodrigo, I've got my eye on you.
I want to know what her favorite Dead songs are.
Ask her.
She's like, Scarfire, baby. Wow!
Wait. Oh, my God. I should have looked up more info, but Rinna, I saw some article that Rinna apparently believes that Kathy Hilton was somehow behind that feud that she had with that follower who she doxed.
Who?
Yeah, he's
wait,
like...
Wait, what is this?
Wait. Okay,
Patrick.
So,
I'm
Patrick!
Lost.
Rinna got into some kind of, like, sparring on Instagram and her stories. We'll be here till 2 a.m. Okay.
So she... did Rinna dox a fan?
Yeah. He was... Yeah. He was coming for her... And like
he was trying to snatch that wig off her head,
but
snatch that bucket hat right off her head, and then.
But she feels like it was somehow related to Kathy Hilton in to cover up whatever is coming that we're gonna see.
Wow.
Yeah. There's a lot of accusations of crisis actors in this episode.
Okay. About what?
Everyone is accusing like people of being paid off to be like crisis actors. Like this, we're entering full like Alex Jones conspiracy.
But like Bravo level.
Bravo level.
And I'm here for it, honestly.
We'll do it.
Okay, wait. So a side note, I've read Rinna's book Renovation, and I have to say that it's turned me into a huge Rinna head.
Mm-hmm.
As I am now, I'm in the middle of my own renovation,
you
I
feel are.
Like. And like, so I was like, yes, I relate. But there was on the head of chapter 2 entitled, Move What You've Got. There's an inspirational quote by the one and only Rita Wilson. And she says,
no.
If we just danced every day, we'd all be happy. Rita said
that. What the fuck is Rita's book? Remember when you lived in Laurel Canyon with Dawn? Does anyone remember that tweet that Rita Wilson sent Melanie Griffith in 2013? Just apropos of nothing. Remember when you lived in Laurel Canyon with Dawn at Melanie Griffin? Dawn Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen a more LA thing in my fucking life. Remember that?
Can I share some more? I have just a few
highlights.
Sorry,
I didn't mean to go on my Rita tangent.
No, it's fine. I welcomed it.
Thank you.
Yeah, so Rinna says that when she was little, she would get bullied, unfortunately. And all her classmates would chant the diarrhea song, but substituting Lisa Rinna for diarrhea. So it's like when you're walking down the hall and you feel something fall, Lisa Rinna.
Aww. It's like really funny, though.
It's sad. She knows how to laugh at it now, but it was hard for her.
I would have been out there with her.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you all.
She also says that she shares some sex tips that she learned that have really made Harry happy. And they were very, like, kind of basic blowjob.
What, like?
It was, like, hold your hand like this and, like, tighten it as needed. And then she shared one called the basket, where you basically just lube up your hands like this and then just go like that with both hands.
And honey.
And she was like, it changed people's lives. She was like, I shared it on Stern.
Some of us have to learn about that without help.
You read about it,
we
like,
come
in
to
Cosmo.
It naturally.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rinna.
But yeah, I was loving it. She says she's super sexual, and that makes Harry happy. And that's the secret, ladies. It's just fuck your husband 24/7, which isn't hard to do if you're married to Harry Hamlin.
Harry Hamlin.
Yeah. But yeah, anyways, I'm a huge Rinna head now. Team Rinna all the way.
You're doing it. Big Ange, Rinna.
All the big-lipped ladies.
Hi, my babies.
Hi, my babies.
Hi, babies.
So, EJ then goes on a tangent. She says the following in La Quinta, in case you forgot.
Drag through the mud for something that didn't do, never happened. We're not even sure that there were people that weren't paid.
Garcelle, no fucking way.
I love didn't happen. It did happen. Just because you've been blackout for the past year doesn't mean that something didn't happen.
We're not even sure that people weren't paid off.
Yes. Someone goes, there's a chance they could be lying, and EJ goes, there's a chance.
And then Rinna, of course, chimes in, people will sue for anything these days.
You can say anything in a lawsuit. I was like, you're the best friend that we all need riding for us.
She'll ride.
She will ride until dawn. So then Crystal arrives, and she walks in, and drunk EJ Global, goes, there she is, the lady of the hour.
She also at one point has, like, Bloody Mary all over her hands, and she just starts wiping them on Rinna. And Rinna's, like, people-pleasing codependency. Rinna, she goes, sigh for doing this. And then Rinna goes, why are you sorry? It's fine.
Well, honestly, after reading Renovation, I was like, this is classic Rinna. She's just, like, down.
Yeah.
Like, she'll let you wipe it. It's probably just, like, a skim something. You can just wipe it on the robe.
That's how I need to book acting jobs. Just, like, yeah, wipe your food on my...
Just wipe your hands all over it. It's fine. I love that attitude because I'm so like, do not fucking touch me with your disgusting hands. Even if I was wearing a literal piece of shit, I would not want you to wipe your hands on my shit. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Can I dry my hands on your face? Sure.
Ooh.
Cool.
Gary told me I had sleep on my face when we went to the airport early morning. He was like, you have a little like, and I was like trying to get it. And he went to touch it off my face. And I literally almost had a seizure. I was like,
I know it was a moment. We were just walking.
I'm just a no touch kind of gal in those situations.
I'm usually like of everyone. I'm very like, it's a no fly zone. But I was like, I was like my mom in that moment being like,
let me just get that.
You wanted to get in there.
She was like, get away from me.
There she is, Lady of the Eve Hour. Thank you all and good night. She basically is horizontal at the end of this Crystal conversation.
By the way, they're going back to L.A. soon, which I love. They're like getting wasted before they drive back to L.A.
Yeah.
And Erica's literally like, there she is. Garcelle's pretty lit, too.
Yeah, everyone's pretty lit. We cut for a moment to Sutton's hotel room, which she has one of the largest spreads of brunch I've ever seen for two people.
I know.
I was like, what is going on? Is this like just how you roll on vacation? Like, invite me next time.
Yeah.
That's all I ever want is a hotel buffet.
Where'd all that food go?
I don't know. I feel like in my like fantasy world, she ordered it also for the crew and was like, you guys go for it. Because there's no way just a two person. That's so wasteful otherwise.
That
she fed the whole crew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's decide on that.
When Sutton eats, we all eat. You know what I mean?
I'll sleep better that night if I know.
Diana Jenkins comes strolling in. Queen sits down.
Okay. This is my theory. That's Kathy Hilton. Kathy Hilton is Diana Jenkins / Diana Jenkins is Kathy Hilton. And they have been, she's been impersonating her for years.
We have never seen them in the same room.
No, we haven't. That is Kathy. She's
They're doing a full-blown Mrs. Doubtfire.
She has no eyes in that scene. Kathy is behind there. And she's like, you know what? I'm about to get fucking canceled for whatever horrible shit I did in Aspen, so I now have to assume a new identity. Zsa Zsa Gabor.
I'm going to be Diana for a long time, I guess. Buckle up, because I'm Diana now, Kathy says to herself in the mirror.
And then Rick Hilton's like, what?
She goes, nothing. They're talking about triggers, and Diana goes, everybody has different triggers, and Sutton goes, what triggers you? She said it in like the deepest voice. I was like, Sutton, are you okay?
What do you mean?
Yeah, what triggers you?
What triggers you?
What triggers you, pray tell?
She went Dale. She went full
Dale.
Yeah,
she's Daling. Who wouldn't Dale for this gorgeous flower? Diana says she doesn't accept people talking shit on Bosnia, and she hates it when people make fun of her accent.
Aww. She was bullied, too, growing up.
Mm-hmm. But she also was, like, could beat people's asses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's killed.
So, Crystal, back in La Quinta, Crystal says that she's been holding on to her feelings of anger for a year about Violation Gate and how the women handled it and how they tried to tell her that her feelings were wrong.
There's this moment where Crystal...
Bah. I love that. I love just summing it up with a bah.
There's a moment where she's like... trying to figure out what she's going to say or, like, the spin she's going to have, which I appreciate. But she's going, and then Dorit goes, Dorit, I feel bad. She's, like, kind of fuguing. But she goes, take your time, my darling.
And then Crystal's like, honestly, like, it's just, it's really been hard. And it's not, I don't feel like it's a safe space for me. And then Kyle goes, so you're saying this isn't a safe space? And then it cuts to Dorit in her one-on-one, and she goes, honey, this is a vacation compared to what I went through. And I was like, we get it, you saint. You went through hell.
She's very agony and ecstasy in this episode.
She's like the Virgin Mary now.
She is.
After this. She's really like Mary Magdalene vibes as well, which I respect. She's channeling... Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. She's Catholic vibes.
What if she starts... receiving stigmata?
That would be fucking cool.
What if, like, just in a random season of a Housewives, one of them is like,
was like,
I don't know,
at dinner, and there you just see Rinna being like, what?
And Kyle going,
oh. Yeah, Kyle would get the fuck out of there. Oh, yeah. Let me just wipe it. Go ahead. Yeah. Wipe whatever you want.
It's okay. It's okay. Garcelle says to Kyle, Kyle, you're a fixer and a stirrer.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle didn't like that.
No. She goes, I actually think I like to fix. I really do try and fix things. And everyone's like, no, you don't.
No, you're...
You are a shit fucking stirrer, as Denise Richards would say. I could watch Kyle's dog steal food all day.
Yeah.
That's another show I'm going to pitch to Bravo. It's just dogs stealing food off of plates.
Exactly.
Yeah. Why is that not a show?
Pitch it.
Okay. It goes like fully America's Funniest Home Video.
Yeah.
Like in 5 years, I'm literally the host of just dog stealing food off of plates. Welcome back to Dog Stealing Food Off of Plates. We got an incredible dog here. Will he get the meatball or not?
And you make like $50 million a year. Hosting dogs, stealing bacon off plates.
I'm like, tell us where you were when you sent in this video of little Chubby stealing some noodles off your plate. I hope everyone tunes in.
Des Moines. Des Moines, I love Des Moines.
Iowa.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Maybach, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
So Garcelle then says, I might be saying something explosive here. And I was like, say it. Garcelle's doing all the work. This season, she's really doing it. People are like, I've heard the complaint, which is kind of valid, that Garcelle is boring, like her personal life. But you can be boring and if you're provocative. Yeah.
She's a real star. Like, she's a true performer. And she knows. I think also like an auteur in her head, and she's always editing and always thinking like, what's the best way to pivot to the next scene?
Yeah, she's been moving the conversation forward.
She is a needle mover.
Yeah. So she says to Crystal that she thinks that the Sutton tell me you're that girl era was a setup.
She's just like, I think anything Sutton would have said that night would have led you to that comment. And she's like, I'm sorry, I have to say that. And then Crystal doesn't like that.
No. She's like, you're telling me you've known me for 2 years and you still think that? And she's like, I don't know.
It's not that long. And we had a pandemic.
Crystal goes, well, there's a lot more said prior to that. That was very dark. And then just like everyone gets silent. And Kyle was like, there was? Like, I was standing right there. And she goes, well, you were drunk. You don't remember anything. And Kyle goes, Kyle does not like being told that she was blackout.
This is when you also see, like, Crystal was, like, such a popular, like, cool girl in high school that she can just, like, say, like, in class, she would have just been like, no, you're an idiot, and you should go stand over there. And I'd be like, okay.
But also the kind of person that's like, there was a violation that occurred last night. Yeah. And you're like, oh my fucking God. And then like, and you never ask any more questions because you're just like, oh my God, there was a violation. When really it was someone opened a door.
Yeah. A branch and someone scratched else at my window in a room. Last night.
Yeah. And she goes, it was very dark, which is basically insinuating that like Sutton went on a racist rampage in front of Kyle, who was just so
on
blackout
camera.
She just forgot it. Wouldn't they have shown that too?
Also,
it was very dark.
And Garcelle and Garcelle's like, well, if that's the case, then I need to like possibly reevaluate my friendship with Sutton, which she's one of my best friends now, so like I need to know exactly what she said. And she's like, it's just really dark.
She was absolutely not. I won't be saying the incredibly dark thing that she uttered.
And then everyone kind of just is like, okay. And they like all, and then Erica goes, can you just tell me what she said? Can you please?
Now we brought it up. What is it? Can I ask?
Come on.
And please. Then Crystal,
no, I can't. And then Erica goes, ah.
She said, well, I'm even here.
Oh. I'm going to go.
Wait, so Garcelle's son got a job working for Lisa Vanderpump? Where? At Sir?
No! Sorry. No!
I'm like, get up here!
Get out of here! Wow, well,
though? Is this going to be a tie-in? Is he going to be on Vanderpump Rules?
Is it her, like, 18-year-old son?
It's the older son.
Oh, we're the
right?
older son. Okay. Well, now we have to. Now
the
we have
son
another reason
that
to
she
go to
Sir. Has a grandson from.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm like, I would say yes, but I don't go to Sir. Yeah. But I'll do a walk by with binoculars and look in.
I'll walk out of my AA meeting, which is across the street.
Appropriately, yeah. I'll go to Tom Tom and ask them.
Mm-hmm. It's a tall order to go to Sir. The last time
it should be Tom Tom, honestly.
Tom Tom?
They need to throw in the towel with Sir. That restaurant is literally made of styrofoam.
It's like the
pillars in Sir are just styrofoam that's painted to look like marble.
Someone farted into a styrofoam cooler and closed the lid, and then an hour later just spritzed some rose scent in it and then closed it again and shook it up. And then opened it again, and that's Sir.
Yeah, and took it to the corner of Robertson and Melrose and just left it there for weeks, and then it turned into Sir.
It's a fart box with flower petals.
EJ.
I'll get to the bottom of this. I'll hear what she says.
Can I ask, please? Oh, bookity-bap.
What? Flying high in April.
Shut down in May. Hate that sofa. Thank you for letting me be the animal I am.
Guys.
EJ Global Review.
Who has sweet tarts?
Love them. Oh, PK.
Wait, I like PK. Yeah. Who said yeah? Yes. PK is like a hot, fat husband. I like it.
I do like that
he is.
I like his Diet Coke. Yeah. He's just like, I know.
I love, honey, how many Diet Cokes have you had today?
I've had two. Oh, sorry.
I've had two. That's all. Are you done? I'll never understand Euros. Drinking a no ice soft drink.
I I'm kind of into her, Topeka and Dorit just cosplaying as this, like...
They're Ricky and Lucy vibes.
Yeah. She goes, oh, baby. Baby, how many Diet Cokes are you going to have today, PK? And he's like,
aww. Oh, I've had two, but I will have one more.
I'd be like, what the fuck? Their kids are like, what are you doing?
She goes, he has diabetes, and he refuses to do anything about it. And he's just drinking Diet Cokes. What are you going to do?
The audience goes, aww.
They are literally that show that I liked, actually, that had Kevin Can Wait guy in it. King of Queens. That show was funny. Sorry.
It what?
I'm so crazy. I love King of Queens.
She's so crazy. I love her.
I go...
This is every gay during Pride. I'm like, it's not sunny out. I have to think about this all the time.
What?
Just the tongue and the teeth that the gays do.
Oh, you think that it's just a sunny, it's only a sunny thing?
No, I just think it's like they're acting like they're looking right into the sun at all times.
Like it's just summertime always. If you're gay, you're literally in 24/7 summer.
The sun is on you at all times.
Yum. You guys, I have a new theory now, is yes, darling. Whatever you want, darling. That's like what he says now.
He's
hot. I'd fuck.
No, that's not what I was oh. telling on yourself over there, honey. She's so crazy. No, there's something. I'm not gonna say it. There's just something.
Say it. Carrie, you can't do that. You can't be Crystal. Yeah, you cannot do a Crystal right now.
There's something very the way that they're this whole I what. It is. But this whole... I like this call and response. We're so intimate tonight. I fucking love it! There's some... Just the way they're, like, carrying themselves post-home invasion is just weird. Is it... I believe... I'm not, like... I believe it happened. I'm, like, totally, like... But I just feel like PK is just like, darling, anything you... And I'm like, when the fuck have you ever been like this? With, you know what I mean? Like, there's just something... And I understand, like, when you're... partner is going through trauma or just like a hard time but like there's just something very I don't know, maybe I'm just warped from like, but I just feel like something is fishy.
It's a little inauthentic.
Yeah, where's Boy George? Yeah, he was in the car outside. He's like, my tour got canceled, I need a new
can I stay in your guest room?
But it feels like he's like, why don't you leave for a week? Get out of the house.
Well, I just also love anything where he's like, how are you, darling? Dorit, who just got back from a vacation.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm just so stressed and I can't get it together. I'm stressed all the time. And then he goes, you know where you should go? Punta Mita. And then...
Like, why there?
Dorit literally has a fucking revelation. As though, like, she's the only person who someone has ever suggested, like, a luxury Mexican vacation to. And she's like, I do have to say that the moment you told me to go stay at the Four Seasons, I did actually feel nice about that.
I just, in this moment, I had a moment where I was like, I feel like Dorit, PK, Kyle, Mauricio, Teddy, and her husband, I don't know his name, would join a cult. And I know Teddy kind of already has one, but, like, I just
They'd
feel like...
They'd start one, like a commune together.
Yeah, or, like, you know, remember Wild Wild Country when, like, the wealthy Hollywood people come over and they take over the cult? I feel like that's Dorit and PK.
Yeah, I wonder what the pivot will be post-trauma, because I feel like it could be getting into like spirituality or like a wellness space. Someone Clap. Goes, yes.
Well, now I'm just fully in Teal Swan mode, so I'm like, she's going to Teal Swan.
This is her swan era.
It is.
So
Teal Swan is our other guest tonight, by the way.
Sutton has flown Alexis Mabee into L.A. to do a trunk show at her store for a Parisian party.
Finally, this
bitch
we get to
obsessed
see this fucker.
With Paris. Hey.
He looks... Okay, he looks like someone in the movie Delicatessen. That's me. That's what I wish I... That's what I would have looked like if I'd worn the dress.
The Victorian. Today. Yum. I'm into this. So this is Carrie in the Victorian photo shoot. It does look like a baby.
It does.
It's a baby from the neck up. It's a baby from the chin up. An all woman from the neck down.
Sutton walks in and she goes, Bonsoir! This is her... Literally nothing has stressed her out in the last 3 years of everything that's happened in the world. Nothing has stressed her out more than getting Alexis Mabel through immigration.
It's Alexis Mabee.
Alexis Mabee.
To LA for a Paris and LA party.
Nothing, she's not like COVID, you know, the coup, like all the stuff that's happened.
Not on her radar. Just got to get Alexis Mabee to L.A.
Got to get him here for Bonsoir.
It's Bonsoir night.
I wrote Sutton should build a townhome in the Paris casino in Vegas.
That should be a summer house for her.
A summer in Paris.
I'm really like... Wowed. I love when they print the prices of everything, and I love that her dress is $17,000. It was a cutie little dress, too. I mean, Alexis Mabee makes chic clothes, but I just love a price. Diana Jenkins, on the other hand, I've never been to a...
A.K.A. Kathy Hilton.
Kathy. I've never been to a store. And then her stylist goes, honestly, I've been with her, 14 years? She goes, 15. She goes, yeah, it's true. She's never been.
She's not kidding.
She has people corroborating this.
Yeah. No, I believe it.
You mean to tell me you've never once walked into a store?
Neither is Kathy Hilton. Kathy's, yeah, I'm telling you, they're the same person.
This is when the Kathy slips out.
I've never been in a store. Kyle? She takes her little TV tray out. What's this? Green bean? What is that?
Tuna sandwich.
Edamame?
This is like a gorgeous shot.
I know. This was very like Michael, like the movie Heat, like mm-hmm. Michael Mann.
This is Michael Mann. I wish they should honestly get huge directors to come in and guest direct yes. episodes of reality television.
Sofia Coppola's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Okay, pitch it. Add it to the pitch list.
Sofia Coppola, where are you tonight?
If women calling women for 10 minutes and trying to get them to come over, or dogs stealing food off of plates don't go, certainly we can get Michael Mann and Sofia Coppola guest directing an episode of Roe Beach.
Michael Bay.
Michael Bay.
I got this message from Lisa. Ladies, I was just told Lois had a stroke, so I'm going up to Medford. I don't know any more as of now, but please keep her in your prayers.
Ladies.
When I self-tape again, I'm going to just read this, the text.
My name is Carrie O'Donnell. I'm 6'3", and I'm going to be reading the text that Rinna sent to Dorit and the ladies when Lois had a stroke.
She's just like this. again, like, everyone deals with trauma differently, but this persona that she's, like, she's the queen of grief all of a sudden. She's like,
I've seen the other side. And everything, I'm like, okay.
Like, it's, she's also 90. It's really sad, but, like, that's what happens.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Just sad.
But I'm like, she's acting like, she's like, Lisa sent a text that she went to Ralph's today and then realized it was actually Vaughn's.
It was very sad. I just.
But even worse, she turned the corner and thought she'd escaped Vaughn's and realized she was in a John's.
And then she realized it wasn't a John's, it was a porter potty. But I'm like, it's not. Anyway, the grief eater once again returns.
So,
the queen of grief.
I guess Lois had a stroke and then was on hospice, and basically I think the hospital was like, she's on the way out, so we're just going to make her comfortable. And then Kyle regales us with one of the darkest glimpses into her own personal life, and you realize so much in this moment where she says when her mom was essentially on her deathbed, she refused to have any nurses, refused hospice care, and just made Kyle and Kim take care of her until the bitter end.
They had to, not Kathy.
Notice, Kathy was nowhere to be found, and she just made Kyle and Kim, her little minions, like, bathe her, and they said that she could, Kathy was busy as Diana.
Yeah, she was assuming her new identity. But it's
Kathy was Diana just arriving in the UK after fleeing from Bosnia.
But I actually had the chills when Kyle told this, because I was like, I would love nothing more than a movie about Kyle and Kim taking care of Kathy on her way out. And just like, she said that Kathy couldn't communicate, but she would like every so often go
and just laugh at their shenanigans.
And they were trying to, they said there was one time where they were bathing her and Kim was like, Kyle, you're not doing it right, Kyle. And then they dropped her in the tub, and Kathy went, ha, ha, ha.
And they all just laughed. That would be the darkest comedy.
I know.
Another great. Wow, we're just, you know what? Artist way. Things are just moving. Creation is happening. We love to see it.
But that, with imagine list of that things bond to pitch. That Kyle and Kim have. Not only from that, but like everything in their life.
I know, but I also was like, good Lord. Good That's really Lord. Traumatic.
Yeah. It also feels like weirdly like a punishment. Like,
it's the ultimate punishment.
Yeah.
The ultimate way to punish your kids is to be like, now I'm going to shit myself and you're going to have to clean it up. That is, right?
I did everything for you. Now
look at me and look real hard and get those Cottonelle wet wipes. Because there's a brownie in my diaper. And I want a bath after this. And to get lotioned. And do my hair. And then twist it up in a little bun. And fix it just how I like it so I can sleep and it won't get messed up. And turn on the TV. Go walk Tony. And bring him back. Tuck him into bed.
Are you talking about yourself now?
Yeah. I like that Tony's still around when I have kids and get so old that I'm shitting myself and forcing them to take care of me.
Yeah, you got the bad vegan thing of making your dog eternal actually is true with Tony.
Yeah. Or I just keep getting the same, I just keep getting dogs and naming them Tony. That's sad. Okay, paparazzi. Kyle says that paparazzi were taking photos of her house, and then Dorit views everything now as another opportunity to act.
She goes, oh.
She goes, oh.
Oh, no. She goes, what if they're casing your house?
It just makes me think that they might be casing it.
And then Kyle even is kind of like, oh, no, I think they're just.
Okay, come on.
Yeah.
Come on, Dorit.
Lest we forget, too, that Dorit is from Connecticut. I know it's been said, but it just always blows my mind. She's positively from Devonshire.
I really need to know what, like, face tightening procedures are happening. Because she's really never looked better. Sutton's store is in full swing. Oh, wait. So EJ Global is in a full face of makeup. swanning through her kitchen with her assistant and Mikey, and she is, well, it took me a year, but I just figured out my thermostat.
Well, the camera is slowly panning in on her Hancock Hacienda, and you just hear from off screen, you hear her going,
it's so drafty in this house.
She goes, it was 62 degrees in here, and there I am in the bed with a dog. And her staff is like, okay, what did you do today? She's like, had a 2-hour Muay Thai session, and guess what? I won't be going to Sutton's tonight. And they're like, okay, girl, we did not ask.
Yeah, can we leave?
She's monologuing at them, and she goes, I'm just so glad I don't have to get dressed tonight with a full face of makeup on. I
was hair like, extensions in.
You're literally 95% of the way to dress right now.
She also, I'm like, that's like what I'm like, I sleep with it that low, basically.
What?
62.
62? Brr.
What? Simon and I sleep in a tomb, and I love it.
I like a 69. Yeah. Crazy girl. Crazy girl over here.
Oh, my God. What are you doing? Well, she's... And then someone being... And then, like... But also, in that scenario, people are legitimately like, holy shit, she's so funny. You're at, like, a party. Oh, fuck.
Crazy. Crystal shows up to Sutton's store wearing leather pants.
I loved it.
And we got the throwback of the century.
Set, because you're jealous. Jealous of what? Your ugly leather pants?
No. I love when Crystal goes. She's like, I got her. And it's so
I know,
great.
But then she also is like, these pants are really fucking ugly.
I know.
I love also going, jealous of what? You're ugly, and you just hear Garcelle going, no, 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 no.
Yeah, everyone, all the women, fuck, shut the fuck up.
They thought she was about to just, like, cancel herself. Yeah. But she was just mad at the pants. No, Renee. No. No.
Or just Renee, when someone starts fighting, Renee goes, oh, oh. I would have been honored.
Jealous of what?
Jealous of what?
Your ugly leather pants. No, no, no. No.
I love her little ankles. She's like clicking her little heels.
I know. Her little legs.
She goes, jealous of what? You're ugly. No.
Kyle's running. Kyle goes straight to a place of up the stairs.
That's the thing about this show that's getting a little annoying to me, and I wanted to, is like, they're all just so afraid of getting canceled now. Like, this show in particular, because they're all so, like, media savvy, because they're in, basically, like, all in the business.
Yeah.
It's really fucking annoying. Ooh. Sorry.
No, sorry, I got distracted.
And I'm not talking about, like, things that are actually, anyway, I'm not
going to.
No,
my mom
it.
Didn't text me. There was
What'd
just, like,
say? What's happening?
I'm like, one sec. No, there was like a little feedback sound, so I was trying to fix that. I love Diana's side nods that she does when she tells you about her luxury life. Like, she meets Alexis Nabi in this moment, and he's like, if I wasn't a couturier, I would be doing interior design. She goes, oh, that makes a lot of sense, actually. She goes, it happens a lot. And she goes, Giorgio Armani designed my home in London. And then the producer goes, how much does it cost to have Giorgio Armani design your home? She goes, a lot. She's always doing this.
And then she goes, Fendi did my other home. I'm like, can you imagine how good that house smells?
I know. I'll bet they do like a special candle for you.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a world. We thought we were flying high in first class.
No.
On Delta, LAX,
we're in a Roach motel. Meanwhile, Miss Jenkins is out here getting old Giorgio to design her casa. Okay, Dorit arrives with Kyle. Kyle and is taken aback by the press at the event. Dorit literally loses it.
She goes, oh, how could someone be so selfish to invite the press here?
She goes, are you that self-absorbed that you can't just give your friend a heads up? I'm like, it's called You Don't Have to Talk to Them.
She did press the week before her. But she totally, like, it's so weird. She goes, oh,
how could you be so selfish?
She goes, I can't believe it. I just can't believe it.
But Kyle, ever the, like, she just gets right in there and she goes, yes, Dorit's doing better now. She's doing great. She's having a very hard time, but we're helping her through. See, Halloween ends.
So after Kyle does the PR line, she and Dorit sidle up. Well, Dorit goes first, actually, up to Alexis Nabi and Sutton. And Sutton introduces them both. And then there's like an awkward kind of lull in the conversation. She goes, Dorit here also has a line that she designs. And then Kyle goes, well, and I do too. And then I was just melting.
Yeah.
Imagine telling a Parisian couturier who sells $17,000 dresses to the wealthiest of the wealthy that you also design clothing. It's called a line of caftans called Kyle and Shahida.
And Sutton doesn't, Sutton kind of like, she like puts her head in Kyle's shoulder and she basically goes, shut up. She goes, oh yeah.
Kyle goes, oh, you're really batting 100 today. I was like, Kyle, I love also Kyle just like not, she's so like not gonna honor that this is a real designer person.
No.
Not interested.
She has LA brain, where it's like nothing outside
of
LA.
It's not about me, it's not interesting.
Yeah.
Says Kyle. Kyle asks Sutton about the dark conversation. And then Sutton recites like spoken word poetry.
Yeah.
She goes, we have just moved on and we have grown into strong roots of a very strong tree, and I would just love to let that tree stand tall. I was like, you are on Xanax.
Yeah, she's fucked up tonight.
Yeah, she is. She's slurring a teensy bit, and she's a little too zen.
And
she was stressed.
At one point, she says to one of the cater waiters, you don't want to spill on that. She goes, you don't want to know what's going to happen if you spill on that. And I just thought back to my catering days, and I was like, God, it would have been terrifying to cater a Sutton Foster. Not Sutton Foster. Sutton Strack.
Sutton Strack.
I'm not straight anymore. I'm gay again. Sutton.
No, it would be high stress around, like, silk dresses.
Yeah.
I just can't even. I've never carried a tray with huge stem glass. I could
you know
not
how scary
do
it is?
That.
I did it at Jesse Tyler Ferguson's gay wedding. Did I tell you? Did I tell this on the pod?
Yeah.
Oh, I did. Sorry.
Well,
Jesse
now
Tyler
you know.
Ferguson. I signed an NDA, but.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. But
fuck it.
I
I'm
spilled.
Crazy tonight. I'm spilling the tea tonight.
It's pride. It's okay. But yeah, I spilled a whole tray of.
His wedding?
Yes. It was
Carrie,
full of. It was
you're
a tray.
Fired. You're fired.
Listen,
sorry.
It was scary. We all weren't allowed to. No one knew what the wedding was until we got there. And we all had to wear bow ties. And they inspected us in a line before. And then they gave me a tray of pink lemonades to pass out at the reception. And I was sitting right there. Or I was standing there holding it, and I looked down, and Zachary Quinto is texting on his phone, and I suddenly went, and some gay next to me was like, hold on to it, and then all of a sudden, it just slowly cascaded and just poured beautifully pink Niagara over, and I was like, and Zachary Quinto looked up, and he went, and I was like, and one of the like people with the earpiece in, they went, get off the floor. And they go open wine. And I was like, okay. And then I went to the back, and it was in this loft in Soho. And there's these giant floor-to-ceiling windows with curtains. And I was, like, talking to some, like, nice gay. Because they're all gays. And I was talking to some nice gay. And all of a sudden, I was like, yeah. And then I yanked the Merlot, and the wine went. And they all looked at me again and they were like, no, they were like, we'll cover for you. Just go hang over there for a minute. And I was just like,
oh my God.
No, but I didn't get found out for that. No one found out. But I was like, that's gay solidarity.
Wow. They are allies of the truest sense.
Right?
You had no place being at that wedding.
Listen, maybe as a guest. I got picked to be in that wedding.
Maybe as a guest. But
not a guest. Anyway.
I'm in shock.
It was a shocking night.
Yeah.
And it's pink. It's not even, it's pink lemonade. It was like, and I was like,
you know, milk, lemonade around the corner with Fetch's Maid. Am I right, gentlemen?
And then I went like this.
I don't want to move backwards. Let's just move forward and work together. That's sisterhood. Sutton zanned out.
We is a tree.
Let's let that tree stand tall.
Let's let the roots settle.
Let the roots get the water, and they will soak it up, and the tree will rise, and let's let that tree stand tall.
General Sherman. Diana, at one point, I think Sutton's helping her at one point, but she, like, can't. Or Dorit's helping her, sorry.
She takes a seat because she hasn't worn heels in months.
But she, the whole night, kind of, she's sort of just like, and I know she's, like, she's just given birth, whatever, but she's, I just feel like she's, like, this baby that, like, doesn't know how to, she's so, when you're that rich, you just forget how to walk, I think. You're just like, oh. And people just have to, like, lift you up and carry you because you're just so rich. And you're just like, I need to sit for a minute.
Also, imagine just going in a store for the first time. Also, I'm like, you literally went in a store 3 days ago.
I know.
When you went to Kyle and Shahida, remember?
But Dorit, whose hair looks very yellow right
what
now.
What is this store?
Yeah.
Ooh. There's so many clothes here.
Yeah.
They all look the same.
What is that?
The clothes on hangers that go all around this store.
I'm bringing her to Ross.
Oh, don't even. That would actually kill her. Mm-mm. I believe that she would be killed by just overhead lighting.
Yeah.
Like harsh overhead lighting. The Mall of America would. She would not survive even 2 minutes.
But I always notice Dorit always...
log ride.
Dorit always gets stuck, like, attending to, like, a very wealthy, like, kind of older, like she did with Kathy. She's always, like, ends up being like, can I help you?
They're handmade.
Yeah.
I think she willingly volunteers as tribute to these women.
Yeah,
because
I love
it's
it.
Like, she likes to be around, like, EJ Global tries to sidle up and be like, girls love Cartier, am I right? And then Dorit likes to be like their handmaiden.
Mm-hmm.
I love that she just sequestered herself in a dressing room. And then goes, I feel like I'm sitting on the toilet.
I love, Sutton must have loved that on her bonsoir night.
It kind of was like a toilet and bonsoir night where it's just that little room and you're just sitting there.
Yeah, what if she just went to the bathroom? She's like, is this not the toilet?
I get so confused. Whenever I sit like this in a small room, I usually am just peeing or pooping. So that's what I did now. And now I really do feel like I'm sitting on the toilet.
And Dorit goes, oh.
She goes, I'll wipe you.
Kyle and Garcelle then confront Crystal about what Sutton said.
Yeah, they have a summit in the corner of the store.
I love Kyle's like La Perla look.
And Crystal, once again, refuses to say what Sutton said that was so dark. Mm. She goes, when she's talking to just Garcelle, she goes, and Kyle, she goes, you don't, it was dark. You don't understand. It was just dark. And she goes, it was problematic, but forgivable. I'm like, tease me, why don't you? What the fuck did she say? Kyle's like, I really don't remember her saying. She goes, Kyle, you were drunk. You were blackout. You don't remember.
Kyle goes, stop saying that. I wasn't drunk.
I hate when people say that about me. I love Crystal just rewriting history to people's faces.
It's iconic. And Garcelle is like, wait, what did she... Garcelle is literally just like, what did she say?
She either... It's like, in Garcelle's mind also, it's like she either said something horrible. Or she said something, like, not horrible.
Or just what we saw, which was, like, annoying and, like, yeah, like, annoying white privilege thing to say, but not...
But not, in a, like, not with any malice.
No, and, but she just will not relent. And Sutton is...
And Sutton won't even say.
Sutton is so afraid of, like, because she knows she's, like, kind of teetering.
She's teetering on the edge. It could go at any time.
And she's like, she's like, I need... She's so terrified of something coming out. Because she's now believes Crystal. And she's like, maybe I did say something bad.
I can't believe I said that thing. She's like, literally in Sutton's mind, she now has been... Her brain has been rewired to, like, she said the most, like, incriminating racist statement that, like, any woman could ever say. And she's like, I did say it. I let it slip.
And so she's sitting next to Garcelle. And Garcelle's trying to be like, okay, just... We're all here. It's not a big deal. We're all friends. We're friends, Crystal. Just tell me what the fuck she said. And Sutton's just like...
Sutton's like, so I'll let the tree stand and Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night. And like, she's like, whatever you do, just don't say it. It's fine. I love...
And she goes...
What did she say? Will we ever know? How many people think we'll ever know? All you can have is hope in a time like this.
Look, maybe she did, and we're just, it's like in a B-roll, but like, if I want to see it, and then we'll know. But it's just like.
I don't think she said anything. I think Crystal's making something up to like get totally deflect. What's incredible about this whole situation is that technically Garcelle started it.
Love.
Yeah. Like, she's the shit fucking stir that made
MVP.
She made the call, convinced a 10-minute conversation.
Thank God for Garcelle! I love her!
And then brought up something that could be maybe a little bit explosive. Mm-hmm. And then let the fucking... She literally is the Joker in The Dark Knight blowing up that hospital.
She needs her own talk show.
Yeah, well, she's on The Real.
Well, no, but it's over.
Oh. Well, clearly
Wrong
I don't
again.
Keep up with the talk shows.
But she... But I do admire... I like what Crystal's doing. Even if it's just for the sake of, like, stirring shit up and...
I respect the craft.
I respect Crystal. I think she's... I'm like, hell yeah.
Yeah, I don't respect not saying it, because I'm like, you should say it then.
No, but I love what she's dangling it, and I think it's genius reality television. And I'm like, she's good!
Sutton's dissociating.
Sutton's like...
She's like, this is the end for me. She literally didn't say anything. She's like, well, it's been a good run. She's like watching her store get like boarded up and closed down forever.
She's like
packing up her house mentally.
Time to go
she's
back
like,
to Georgia.
These 7 months of renovations really weren't worth it after all. She's like in a getting a U-Haul driving down the highway back to Georgia.
And then she randomly starts just spill. She goes, well, when you open the can of worms. And then Diana goes, what are the worms? Who's she eating goes, worms?
Suddenly the worms are dead. She's a dead worms? It's hard to keep up.
She goes, Munchausen? What is Munchausen?
I think they need to populate this show and more Housewives franchise with English as a second language speakers and like let them in because they just don't. It's like they have to learn how to kind of keep up and like play the game a little bit.
But they're also like,
what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, they're kind of like, yeah, what are they talking about? And yeah, it's like when Maya in Selling Sunset's just like, I don't know what you're all saying. And you're like, yeah.
She goes, Chrishell, I don't know why she dates him. It's kind of weird, no?
Yeah. There'll be like an awkward moment and Maya will go, this is weird, no? The silent of the lamb. And Chrishell goes,
what?
The silent of the lamb. The movie. And they all go, ha, 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 ha. I'll never forget when Chrishell was talking to her, like, nephew. And she goes, she's, like, at the dinner table in St. Louis trying to relate to this family that she clearly blew away and was like, bye. And she goes, so... I heard that you like to build computers. And he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Maybe you can show me sometime. Okay.
I love Crystal really carving out a space to be able to use whatever kind of vocabulary she wants, like unedited. Garcelle goes, dark is a strong word. And she goes, and now I said we're not going to do this now. And so if we do this, I'm done. I'm obsessed with calling things dark and violations.
She also said worst case scenario, I think, at one point. I'm like, okay, maybe she did. Like, I'm like, what did she say?
We'll never know.
Don't tell me what words to use.
Let us know.
It was a violation.
Crystal, but she just has this group in a tizzy, and I love it. Sorry.
I'm pissed at her.
Yeah, but I'm like, I'm pissed at her, but I'm
like... I'm pissed, but I know I'll end up loving her again. Yeah. So it goes. You know who really brings it? This lady.
Who? I was trying to think of who she looks like.
Yeah.
Taryn Manning. A little bit.
Has anyone here done EMDR? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like really good.
Woo!
I haven't done it, but I look forward to doing it.
No, it sounds great. I mean, I was fascinated by this. It kind of seems like Scientology, like what the E-meter
an E-meter?
Thing.
It's a little different.
No, I know, but it feels like it's sort of the same, like...
Just because you're holding things?
Yeah.
And telling people your trauma? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's different, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She would say it's a little bit different than that.
It's the witching hour. It's...
Oh, totally.
Kind of
throwback.
Looks like Katie Maloney. Mm-hmm. If Katie had never left you...
This part was... Like, I do feel badly for Dorit. I do. Because
I
think it's, like, really traumatic. But I also can't take the acting that's come along with this phase of the grief process. When she goes, oh, and I think she is, like, authentic in this moment. But in her one-on-one, she goes, all I could think and see was the headline. Women shot in a room. Kids shot in the bed. And there's no tears. There's a zero tear cry, which is, I always keep my eye on that. And I was just like, okay, like we understand.
Mm-hmm. You want to go up and be like, let me just see.
Just like put a fake one in there.
No, I mean, it's like, I believe that is probably a thought you have, obviously, but like, it's just.
Everyone processes that differently, I guess.
I just think anytime you film yourself in therapy, it's not legit.
Yeah. I don't trust a therapist that would film with you.
Let's get a clap.
Yeah, let's get a soft clap for that.
I just, like, the only time that's ever worked was when Bethany and her ex-husband got lost at sea with their therapist. Do you remember that? When Bethany Frankel and Jason took, like, a couples counseling, like, sailing trip
at
in,
sea?
Like, the Long Island Sound with their therapist, who was on the show Bethany Ever After. And they fucking got lost at sea for, like, 16 hours.
No.
Yes.
Was this on Bethany Ever After?
I think it was... did they show it? Oh, they did. Okay.
I need to rewatch that show. It's time, maybe. Is it a dark revisit? Is dark a strong word for what it is, or it really is dark? It's only four letters, one vowel.
My dark truth.
What is it?
I'd fuck Jason Hoppe.
Still. He was always a little too stringy for me.
I'm sorry. I love Beth. She's my number one, but...
And what? He's your...
Who gasped? This is a crisis.
This is Pride, and we have to let everyone just say... This is the month to admit who you want to fuck.
Your problematic fuck.
Or just, whoa.
I mean.
Okay, wait. Who has, I now need to know. Okay, Harry Dubin is maybe the most problematic fuck of here. But okay, we got another.
Well, there's a reason why he's slinging.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. It just would not be for me. And you, ma'am?
Sorry. What'd you say?
I have a question for you both.
Okay. We've reached the question out of the night. Let's.
I like that tactic of
They're like, let's wrap this up. Yeah. Kill Ramona.
Yeah, kill Ramona. Ramona's gotta go.
I think Bethany would probably be fun to have sex with. Who are the other? Dorit?
I'd let EJP on me.
Yeah, I'd let EJP on me. And I'd get married to Dorit because I think we'd just have fun.
Marry Dorit?
Yeah, I'd marry Dorit.
Yeah, Bethany's way too intense to marry.
She's like,
I've seen how she sucked the life out of old Hoppy. No, I'm kidding. He is a ghoulish man.
They sucked the life out of each other, I think.
Yeah, they did.
But yeah, but I think Bethany would be fun for like an intense night, and then you're like, okay, let's never talk about that again.
Yeah, and then Dorit, I want to marry.
She's like a golden retriever, kind
of. Yeah, she'll get me many Diet Cokes, yeah. Okay, wait, but now I'm going to turn the tables back on you guys, the audience, and say, anyone got a more salacious confession than a Harry Dubin?
Eminem?
Nowadays, Eminem?
That's your first thing, then honor that. He's hot.
Yeah.
Marshall's... Yeah. And he's rich.
Yeah. Try and get a little money out of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, what else? Let's just share.
It's pride. Yeah.
She's starting.
Tom Schwartz.
That's not probably. He is. You're right. That's just right because he's fucking hot. That's I'm talking about Sandoval. Sorry. Oh no, Tom Schwartz.
That's like fucking a bass that you went fly fishing for.
He's like, Tom Schwartz is the wall trout that like you press and it goes.
He goes, take me to the river.
Hound up. Soulless black shark eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing behind his eyes.
No. Okay, who else? Oh, whoa.
Let's hear it.
You're like, I need to go straight to rehab. Good thing I'm in Minnesota, land of a million rehabs. I'm like, give it up to the Mayo Clinic. My dad went there.
Woo! Give it up for Hazleton. Give it up for recovery! Where are my addicts in the crowd? Woo!
Okay, so...
Oh, well...
We have a little prize, honestly. Just the bag, yeah. Fight to the death. Don't show.
Oh,
don't
show
it.
Sorry.
Do not show it yet. Thank you.
Sit, gay.
Sit.
Sit down, gay.
Down, gay. Down.
Wow.
Don't try it. I will end you. Okay. I want to know. We want to know.
And this is like, there's no judgment. It's pride.
No, it's pride. And we just want to know and interpret this however you will. Who is the most anal queen here?
And this could mean, it can be also be like, is it literally or spiritually
Did
too?
Someone's friend just go, you are. And she goes, no. I love that. I love it.
I love friend banter. Anal queens.
Show yourself. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anal sex is good. Well.
Well. Do
have we
have
got a surprise
we have
for you?
A treat for you, girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
Look, maybe we'll just.
This is Marianne Williamson. And I would tell you, girlfriend, you are so on.
We go. Don't even show it. We won't. We'll just make it a secret.
we're being crystal.
It's too dark. Sorry. It's too dark
it's
for
too
you.
Too dark. And this is not. We're not. This is like a powerful thing.
This is a powerful thing.
Everyone should have one.
That's for you, my queen.
Woo!
It's a butt plug. It's a butt plug. And it's a starter butt plug. It's called a little buddy. So
everyone should have one. Of every identity, persuasion, everyone should just try it out.
This is us telling you.
Two
just
anal
explore.
Queens.
Just explore the area. Carrie goes, "You'll like it." And I go, "You will, I swear."
That's what we do. We walk around the Gilded Age New York and go, "Anyone like anal?"
Try it.
That should be Cynthia Nixon's character in the Gilded Age in season 2. She just like discovers the joys of anal sex. And she's like, "You really have to try it. It's wonderful, sister." And Christine Baranski's like, "Shut up." Did anyone watch the Gilded Age?
Yes!
All right. Well,
we had some age heads, yeah. Guys, thank you so much.
You guys are beautiful.
You're beautiful. You're lovely.
Minneapolis, we love you so much.
We love you.
We'll be back.
Keep
Stay
on
safe.
Having the best mall in America, the
Stay
mall
safe.
Of America.
Stay true.
And let as us always, know.
Let us know. Bye.
Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith-Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more sup and just can't get enough and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.